What's up, bossies? It's Yoshana, and we are back with another episode of the Bossy and Glossy podcast. I mean, I haven't even had my second coffee of the day because I ran out of milk. And if you know, if you must know, I only drink soy vanilla milk. It's my thing. It's my jam. I don't sacrifice this for nothing in this world. And if there's almond milk, I'm just not gonna do it. And for those of you who are like, why are you not drinking normal milk? Please stop. And while we are at it, you can just jump out of this podcast episode. You don't need to continue listening to it. If you question why I don't drink cow's milk, like in 2021, who still does that? Anyway, I'm here today reporting life. I mean, what can I say? It's been a busy couple of weeks. Every weekend, we've been just out with everyone, it seems like. Family has been here. Friends have visited me. I mean, it's been crazy. And needless to say, it's taken me one day to recover. One full day, but it's been amazing. But honestly, with that being said, let's just jump into this week's episode because it's gonna be juicy. Rejection and run-ins with your ex, you guys. I mean, I've received DMs and I was like, no, stop. I love when you guys share stories. And some of them are just, wow, they blow my mind. And I've been reading them. Even if I haven't answered you guys, I am reading your DMs, each and every one of them. So just so you know, I'm thinking of you, I'm with you. So let's just jump right into today's episode, you guys. Let's start with the rejection part, okay? Shall we? Rejection by a girl, rejection by a guy. You move on to another person. Here we go with my healthy advice of the week. Rejection is different than a breakup, you guys. With a breakup, it's important to take some time out and heal. Because you eventually, even for guys who, you know, seem to move on quickly after a breakup, it catches up to them sneaky, one day or another. So then it's important to always heal. You know, breakups are hurtful. You know, your heart is broken. All the memories, everything that comes together. It's important to heal. But with rejection, I mean, you gotta move on, sweetie. You can't analyze too much and you can't be hung up too much. That, you guys, is probably why you get rejected in the first place. Let me tell you something about rejection. Usually, if you want somebody really bad and you show them that, it backfires. It backfires into not getting them. The key to always make somebody want more is to not give them enough. That's such a simple rule. Yet here I see so many girls ignoring this very simple but mighty move. It's usually the most simple things in life that take us the most practice, which is ironic, but that's the truth. And here's like another thing. Ladies, don't give up your cookies too fast. I mean, this episode, we're gonna go into the things, you guys. We're going into it. I mean, this is not about empowerment and feminism. It's the simple rule about what men are interested in truthfully. And that's never something they can get easy. And it's mostly, likely, never something everybody else already had a taste of. And I see all these influencers, content creators, people on podcasts that we know of, that were meant to teach a thing or two about relationships and sex. And they all tell you should have sex on the first date if you feel like it and so on. It's 2021. If you want to do the first move, do it. And if you feel like you want to have fun, just do it. I mean, this is not the 1900s. Have these people been in a serious long-term relationship that exceeds the fifth year? You guys, how does somebody who can't get or keep a guy or girl want to tell you something about dating and relationships? It's like I'm taking financial advice from a broke person. I mean, if I want to know how to be successful in dating or getting into a relationship and stop being rejected fast, then I go to somebody who's been in a long-term healthy, emphasis on healthy, relationship, or even better, somebody who's married. me bitches. I'm somebody. But all jokes aside, there's like two types of rejections. Let's get into it. Don't go to people who have not been in relationships and you know, hand out relationship advice. It's just the dumbest thing ever, honestly. So what do we do? What kind of rejections are there? And how do we behave when that happens? The first thing is when you've been dating, right? And then get rejected. And the second scenario is you just get rejected from the beginning. The first is obviously harder because it's like, well, they got to know me and then they rejected me. Ouch. This one is tough because it's just one or the other thing, right? It might be you're just not their type or they're currently into somebody else and don't need somebody else. So let's go into the first one that truthfully hurts, the true rejection. So either you're being rejected because you're not really their type. Listen, it happens, especially nowadays when you look different online than in real life. Girls, listen the fuck up right now. Drop the filters, drop the Facetune. Honestly, it's easier for me to say because I know I constantly do videos with no filters, obviously, and I don't give a fuck how I look online. But I feel like this can be practiced and it's way better, you girls. Girls listening right now. It's way better to look better in person than online because the reality is in person, you know? I would feel scammed. Like, just put yourself into the shoes of the other person. I would feel scammed if a guy looks totally different than on his profile picture. It's weird, you know? I'm out so fast. I'm running out if I would see a guy who does not look like his images. I would run for the hills, you guys. And yeah, that's really an advice that comes first. But yeah, the second reason could be really your personalities just don't align. This one is the most simple to figure out. Either y'all hit it off or not. It's really simple. And you will feel the vibe too, just as he will feel the vibe. Another mistake is you sleep with the guy too early. No games are being played and you just tag along whatever he says like a little bimbo. No, you should not do that. You absolutely can't do that. And let me clear the shit up when people say, I'm old enough to stop playing games. Newsflash, Karen, this never stops. Games and keeping that specific spark alive is what gets you in a relationship and what makes you a forever interesting thing. You can be 50 and it never stops. Watch me playing games when I'm 80, bitches. But what does that really mean? It means you don't sleep with them immediately, you guys. You don't give them too much attention ever. And I will emphasize on this one soon, but it means you ignore them more times than you give them attention, truthfully. And it's like, how do I do that, right? How do I figure out the right balance between these things? Well, first, let them ride after the first date. Whether it takes them a day or two or a week even, don't give a flying F. There are plenty of men in the world, so don't be desperate. I find it absolutely disgusting when girls act desperate because they have an image in their head as of when they want a perfect relationship, when they want to get married, when they want to have the first house. Please stop. Life doesn't go your way always. Accept that first. And no matter how life turns out, never get desperate and never show that you are desperate. Please. Please, whatever happens, never show your desperation. That's the biggest turnoff for any man, and men are not stupid. You know, we always hear like, oh, men are so dumb, men are so stupid. They're just normal humans like we are, and they sense desperation. You know, they can sense if you're a desperate person. You need to understand that you, as the woman, you hold the power. Men have like zero power, actually. And once you get that, you and your femininity and your lady parts hold the power. Once you understand that concept, you soon will understand how to go about things. You as a woman are powerful. So never ever write him and never do the effort of writing too much. No romance needed. Even if you get rejected or he promised things, don't write more than two words. It's like a rule. Don't write more than two words. That's really powerful and it gets them thinking. Trust me on this one. It works like a charm. I mean, whatever I'm saying today, I don't even know like how people are going to respond to this. I feel like it's time to talk about these things. Second rule, never seem too interested. I dislike when people tell others, listen, this is so toxic, playing games and acting not interested, I'm done with this. Well, are these people, again, in happy long-term great relationships? Right, they are usually not, because they don't play by the rules. And this is just one of the rules. You guys, you cannot ever seem more interested than a guy. It's just the thing. I should get paid $1 million for this very episode, because I'm saying what all the snowflakes nowadays are too afraid to say, or other women don't want to even share this. But here I am providing the value of the day, you guys. I haven't even had my second cappuccino yet. I can't believe I'm giving you these tips at this early hour. My eyes, they kind of hurt. Like I can't even open them right now. But yeah, so whatever. Act like you're it. The richest of all bitches. It's an energy. You don't have to be wealthy, you guys, to feel like $1 million. It's always an attitude. It's always an energy. And every girl listening to this episode, walk the street as if you're wearing a crown and try to channel your femininity every day. So what's the third rule, Shauna? Make him know that other guys are interested in you. I mean, even if they are not, make him know by being on your phone and answering. And whenever he asks who that is, tell him, oh, that's nobody. This is a little more gamey, but it will drive him crazy. I remember actually way back that was the case and it was the truth. And there were so many guys writing me and it drove Lionel crazy. And I thought, you could even fake it. It will always drive guys crazy. I mean, does the same apply to guys though? Tell them, absolutely fucking not. Women always want real men. What does that even mean? You pick me up, you wine and dine me, you text me, you call me, you make plans, and you ask me if I want to go to this concert or whatever. And here's the thing with women, guys. Guys, like the 7% who are listening, who are guys, women don't want clingy guys. Like, I don't want you to be in my business 24/7, but I want a quick text a day or call me sometimes. You men cannot play games like we do. That's a turnoff. It works literally the opposite way for men than it does for women. And it's so funny, but you guys gotta give in. For men, it's absolutely crucial to take the wheel and be manly. It's really sexy, and I don't know why even that is so taboo nowadays. I feel like it's so horrible, the direction that we are heading, that things that actually have worked for hundreds of years for women and men are being seen as, oh my god, this is so old school, oh my god, this is so 1900, and who cares, and oh my god, this is, you know, equality nowadays, so women should act like men and men should act like women. No. At the end of the day, a woman channeling her feminine energy, a woman being feminine, and a guy being masculine, that's a real big turn on always, because it's in our nature and it's been in our nature for hundreds and hundreds of years. So I have not, you girls listening, I grew up with brothers only, and I grew up in a household where there were more men than women, right? I'm the only girl in the family. I have never encountered a moment with the people closest to me who said they would prefer a masculine woman or a woman acting like a man. And that doesn't mean we don't have the equal rights. It's like, there are so many great things we have achieved. Great. That doesn't mean we have to act like men. Who wants to be a man if you can be a woman? I mean, that's so much more powerful. It's the energy that we have. It's the femininity that we have. You know, and that is such an important message that I wanted to share with you guys. So I think, like, for man being really masculine and manly, and for women being really feminine and, you know, channel that energy, it's really crucial for dating, for life, later even in marriage. It's really, really important. And last but not least, don't ever, bossies, ever listen up. Don't ever include or let a man, no matter what man it is, know about any drama in your life. If it's a stranger, like just a guy you know because of somebody, he will forever see you as a crazy person. Even what you said is your side of the truth. It doesn't matter. You will be the dramatic drama queen forever in their minds. And the guy you are dating, never ever tell him any drama that's going on in your home, with your friends, with people you don't like. Just don't. This tells so much more about you subconsciously than you know. He will automatically put you in the box of, oh my God, what happens when we fight one day or things don't go her way? This all takes place subconsciously and they don't even realize. But what usually happens is they are automatically less interested in you consciously, which is such a crazy effect. Even if I knew a guy, you know, who was just a friend, I would never tell him my drama. It's solely and purposely known for women only, like which I don't, thankfully. Most of these things I grew up learning about class, elegance, and being a lady, which sounds so funny to many listen to this episode, but I grew up between two different cultures where then again, all of this makes sense. There is this question that has been sent in last week by a listener. And before I end this episode, I need to get into this. So she wrote, Shana, I recently ran into my ex and didn't know what to do, so I ignored him. It felt even more awkward. Should I text him and tell him why? Help a girl out. Girls, no. Don't ever text him. Bossies, this is exactly what I meant with being desperate. He's your ex for a reason. Ignore him. And always, always stand by the things you said and did. So if you ignored him, own it. Ignore him further. If he doesn't write you, that's it. Move on. But if he does, then you have him in your pocket. That means he's probably been thinking about you. But don't ever write him. Own your actions. Own your words. Be proud and show how proud you are of yourself. That's way more sexy and that's way more interesting to anybody, really. Even as a girl, I'm like, wow, look at her owning herself, owning her actions and being that girl. And I mean, with all of this being said, I still have to edit this episode. I have to get breakfast and I have to buy new vanilla milk. Otherwise, I will not survive this day. So, bossies, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I see you tune in next week. Until then, bye.